Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Joining us back for our series preview are Terry Cushman and Jeremy Schilling. I am your host, Charlie Smith. The Boston Red Sox just finished a three-game set against the Los Angeles Dodgers, being swept 3-0, and now have the benefit of hopefully facing a Colorado Rockies team that will not pose as much of a threat. First game of this series, we got Tanner Houck, the guy that Jeremy wanted to see, against Austin Gomber. Who do you have winning game one, Jeremy?
So before I get to this game, just a little bit about the Rockies. We've always heard about the humidor and they keep the balls in a special climate-controlled room because the ball just flies out there. This team is middling at best offensively. Batting average 14th, on-base percentage 20th, runs 21st, home runs 15th, and they're slugging 14th. So they're not causing the ball to fly out of that ballpark, that's for sure. This is a game you have to win. You're coming off the sweep. I thought Houck should have pitched in the Dodgers series. I thought he was prevented from doing so because he pitched that inning where Ohtani hit the ball that hasn't landed yet. Gomber, man, does this guy love giving up earned runs. And his last starts, 4-1, 4-5, 4-8, 4-3. I mean, if you can't win this game, that's a problem. So, you know, and that's probably a sign that things are going to snowball the wrong way. So I have them winning this game. I have them winning this game decidedly, like 8-3.
Okay.
It could be a fun series as far as home runs go. It's a perfect environment for Jaron Duran to launch at least a couple throughout the series. Devers as well. Maybe Devers can get in the 450 plus, party that Shohei Ohtani just got in. But regardless, I can't pick the Rockies to win this. Tanner Houck is having a great season and he's well rested, and I don't really see anybody in this lineup giving him any fits. So I think the Red Sox cruise to I think Jeremy said 8-3. That sounds about right. 8-3, 8-2. The bullpen, though, is if things go sideways, it's going to be the bullpen. We know we don't have Kenley. Zach Kelly's your best guy. You're hoping that Bernardino can navigate this bad Brewers lineup. Rockies lineup. But we'll see. But officially, Red Sox win game one.
We're sweeping game one. I am going to be cautious on this one. I think it's going to be more like a 7-4 finish. I think they're going to score a little bit more, and we're not going to score as many, only by one, but whatever. Tanner Houck had an awful month of June. I think he wants to forget it ever existed. It was a complete opposite of what he was able to do in May and April combined, but I hope he can kind of shake off what happened in the All-Star game to give that three-run moonshot to Shohei Ohtani. So I really want to believe that he's going to come out and give us what he did against the Oakland A's, and we sweep game one. So we're all aligned there. Game two, we have TBD against Herman Marquez. So game two, I'm not sure if you guys have somebody else for game two, but I have a TBD. So I'm curious who they're going to go with that one. But Jeremy, hypothetically speaking, I guess this is going to be one of those, you reserve the right to change your opinions, and that's fair game since we don't know who's pitching. But who do you have winning game two?
So this is predicated on how pitching six or seven innings, because if it's six or seven reliever, probably Kelly to close in Jansen's place, then I feel better about this. The guy, this is going to be a bullpen game, I assume, and absent a corresponding move to go bring Criswell back, I think this is Wink's game. He pitched one inning, 15 pitches on Saturday. I don't think he's got probably more than 60 to 75 pitches in him, so you're probably talking about four innings. And if he can do that and it's not using the whole entire pen, I think that's huge. Marquez, there's not a lot to go on here. He's made one start. He got roughed up, four innings, three earned runs. Last year, 23, he's been with the Rockies his whole career. He made four starts. He was not good. So obviously he's coming off some sort of injury. I don't know the player on that level, but I think, again, the Red Sox are going to hit in this series. And if it plays out the way I think it's going to play out, with Hauk going six or seven and Wink throwing the first four, I'm going to take the Red Sox in game two.
I'm also going to take the Red Sox in game two. Cooper Criswell actually is on the 26-man roster, so I'm guessing he probably will get the start. Perhaps it could be Winkowski.
Well, then between Criswell and Wink, you could get seven innings and effectively being a combined start.
Yeah, absolutely. And Boozer last pitched when? Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. So he should be good for two or three innings regardless. So as long as, like you said, Jeremy, Hauk doesn't have an uncharacteristically short start where he's inefficient over four or five innings, Cora should have options for game two. So Marquez is a guy that the nerdier faction of Red Sox fans always want to go out and trade, because, you know, he slots in as like a number four type player. But I think we're going to see this series why you wouldn't want a guy like Herman Marquez. And I think the Red Sox offense keeps rolling through game two.
Agreed. We're going to sweep game two here as well. He's had really one good season, and that happened 7 years ago. So outside of that 14-11 record year where he had 196 innings of pitched work in that year, 230 strikeouts, he's never been able to replicate that. And I don't think that's going to change right now. He's only got one start this year and it wasn't good. So regardless of what the Red Sox have, we should be winning game two. That's going to slide us into game three. And Lori, yeah, it's 2-0 so far for us. The third game of the series, we got Nick Pivetta going up against Quantrill. That's Cal Quantrill of the Rockies. Game three. Jeremy, who do you have winning game three?
So Quantrill is 6-7 with a 4.15 ERA, 83 Ks, 41 walks. So he's going to walk a few guys. 1.34 whip. I mean, I think if Pivetta stays away from the long ball, I hate to call a sweep. I hate to do it, but I'm going to do it. I think Pivetta is going to continue to pitch well, give you every chance to win this game. And assuming the worst case scenario doesn't happen with Hauk and then the whole entire bullpen has to throw on Tuesday, I think you'll have a little bit of flexibility with Pivetta consistently going six innings. The loss of Jansen, though, hurts here. You got one less arm. He's not being replaced on the roster, so you just have one less arm. That's it. So this game, Cora's going to ask Pivetta to go six, seven innings here, and if he does it, I think they win the game.
Terrence?
Quantrill is probably their best starting pitcher throughout the series, but I think, well, I shouldn't say Pivetta is necessarily better than Hauk, but I do feel like Pivetta will carry his momentum into this series and pitch a pretty strong outing. I'd almost be surprised if you don't get seven innings out of Pivetta. Now, here's the bad news for the Rockies. Their bullpen is the worst in Major League Baseball. It's ranked 30th of all the teams. And it's so bad that the 29th ranked bullpen is actually the Blue Jays of all teams. The Rockies are almost a full earned run worse than the Blue Jays. So there's a large gap between 29 and 30. So I don't think the Red Sox should have any trouble putting runs on the board. And even if the Rockies do tag either our rotation or our bullpen with a number of runs, I still don't see why we wouldn't win a high-scoring game. Our offense is far and away better than anything they're going to trot out. And this should be an easy sweep. Now, let me just say this. If we all end up being wrong here and we lose 2 out of 3, it could be panic time. The narrative towards the deadline could change drastically. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
I can't pick against Pivetta again. And the reason for that being is you gave 6 innings, a 2-hit ball, and struck out 8 against the Dodgers, and they could not rally around you. So what else are you going to have to do other than pitch an extra inning or more to prove that not only you've got this, but you can carry the team when they need you the most? So this hasn't happened except for the Oakland series at the beginning of the year. We had not picked a sweep, all three hosts, except for that second series of the year. And it's happening again. We are picking a sweep. All three of us are going Boston all three games. There's absolutely no excuse why you can't win a minimum of those two. And truth be told, even if Quantrill does do very well, if you cannot win a minimum of two of these three, you're in big trouble. And we're not even facing their ace, for the lack of a better term. I'm not going to call it their ace, but their number one, Kyle Freeland, is not pitching in that series. And he did decent against the Giants. He's had a good month of July, and we're luckily catching him at the right time. He's had, you know, a horrible start to the year, and then his second appearance wasn't that much better, and since then has calmed down. I'm happy we're not facing him in the series. If we were, we'd probably only be winning 2 at best. So, yeah, anything else that you gents want to add? All right, that's going to do it for all of us here on the Bastards. Have a great one. Take care.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.